Here today on the WEOL Morning Show, we're going to take a look at climate change and comedy in a sense. Stay Cool, Why Dark Comedy Matters in the Fight Against Climate Change. Author Andrew Sachs joins us this morning. He's a professor of history and American studies at Cornell University. Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Great. What put you in the mindset to put a book like this together? It's kind of historical as well as sort of relevant to today. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, I am a historian, and I'm also, I focus on environmental studies a lot, and basically I was depressed about climate change, and like a lot of other people, overwhelmed, and I found that both history and comedy can provide some really good perspective. They can be really bolstering and just remind us that we've been through difficult times before. We've laughed through them, and we've rebuilt our societies in various ways.
Yeah, right, because a lot of times we feel helpless on certain issues, and maybe climate change in some sense is so overwhelming, sort of save the planet, that seems like a daunting task for all of us.
Yeah.
Earth Day is coming upon us, so we'll have some sort of thought talks about that, and we see things happen with the different fires and floods and that are going on, which are in themselves sort of devastating type of things, but maybe there's an overall reason for a lot of this. Talk about it, I guess, for comedy. I guess, where did you go to sort of research this, and tell us a little bit, maybe a timeline or through history, how comedy has helped humanity through the difficult times?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think, and the book's focus is on a kind of darker brand of comedy, the kind of comedy that's often been used by people who were suffering from oppression or poverty, or in some cases from natural disasters. There are lots and lots of examples, but in the book, I often focus on Jewish comedy and African American comedy, because those two groups have really been through it for thousands of years. Sometimes people find it surprising that folks in such difficult circumstances turn to comedy, but it's true. And one of the most striking examples for me is that there was a lot of comedy during World War II, during the Holocaust, even within concentration camps. It sounds very dark on the surface, but it was used as a coping strategy for people to just sort of boost their morale, gain some purchase on what felt like an impossible situation, and move forward as a community.
You know, you find that is sort of a release. Comedy, it creates laughter in people, and there's an emotional, there's a response, there's that whole chemical thing that's taking place.
Yeah.
That kind of makes someone feel better in a sense, hopefully not at the expense of somebody else. But a lot of times,
right,
it's the people themselves that are suffering that are making the most humor out of it. Those on the outside, mm-hmm, may look at it and think disrespectful, or this is awful, or something to that effect. So there's always a point of view or a context that you have to look this through.
Absolutely. And, comedy is difficult, and it's really, really unpredictable. As everybody knows, things that are funny to some people are not funny to others. So you're right. You have to think hard about the context. But I think, when I sort of see a lot of our culture right now as being kind of traumatized, like a lot of us are just, especially after coming through this pandemic, it was really immobilizing. And you were mentioning the fires and the floods. There's so much difficult stuff to process right now. Many of us just feel paralyzed. But the great thing about comedy is, like, it almost automatically shakes you up, especially dark comedy. Even if you have a somewhat negative reaction to it at first, It kind of shakes you out of that paralysis and gets you thinking, and hopefully gets you more activated to try to do something about your difficult situation.
We're talking this morning with Aaron Sachs. The book is called Stay Cool, Why Dark Comedy Matters in Fight Against Climate Change. Your book, Stay Cool, but your headlines for your chapters have to do with infernos, purgatory, that sort of thing. Talk about that, sort of that juxtaposition of that.
Yeah, so I used Dante's Divine Comedy as a very rough outline for the book, but the twist to the book is that there's no paradise. Paradise Not Included is the name of the title of the prologue of the book. So the first chapter is Inferno, second chapter is Purgatory, and the third chapter is called Inferno 2, Even Hotter. Because the idea is like, look, it's not like human beings have ever been living in a paradise, and it's part of the human condition is just ultimately tragic. And this is part of the historical perspective in the book, right? I mean, basically, what we're trying to do is get used to purgatory. And part of my message is just that, yes, climate change is very, very difficult and overwhelming, but it's not necessarily that different from many other difficult challenges that we have come through as human beings and various kinds of societies. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, sometimes when I was telling Craig earlier, it's almost like the spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down kind of a thing. Because sometimes laughing at something, you laugh about it and then everyone's in agreement and you're thinking, why am I laughing? And then you kind of have more of a intellectual processing maybe of some of the topics brought up. One of the, and it's an interesting one, I was thinking of climate change humor and that George Carlin has that great bit about the Earth, planet Earth. And his thing starts out being sort of like, you know, the Earth is there. Why? Maybe it's just for us to make plastic. And he goes, and then you sort of think, yeah. And he talks about how the Earth has been hit by meteors and all this stuff and how we are for ourselves think we have any impact on this planet. And you sort of think, well, then it seems hopeless. And even at that one point, it's sort of like he says, well, maybe the Earth is done with us. So it sort of makes us start thinking, well, maybe the time is not forever and we need to do something about it. So laughing through that also maybe could take you to the action aspect of it. Where is that standing now? And who do you see as providing this? Or are you looking for anybody who reads this maybe to just take it upon themselves to sort of joke about it in a sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think there has been an upsurge recently in climate-related comedy. I went to see a play off-Broadway that was called Sea Level Rise, a dystopian comedy. Even sort of mainstream comedians are starting to do some climate comedy. Bill Burr has some material about climate change, and he says, you know, I think a good way to solve climate change is just to start randomly sinking cruise ships. But I think it's possible for anyone, and I think it can be really, really just good for morale. I've talked to so many, and one of my target audiences for this book is certainly people who are already involved in climate change activism, but just feel down about it constantly. I think it can just help to make a quick joke. Sometimes it's even good for environmentalists to joke about themselves. I think environmentalists are known as not having a particularly good sense of humor and often coming across as a little bit self-righteous or sanctimonious. And so if you sort of undercut yourself a little bit, make yourself more human, that can build a connection with whoever you're talking to and really help your activism in the end. And many, many, many comedians have talked about this. You know, one of my favorite comedians from the 1950s and 60s was Phyllis Diller. And she said, like, I start with self-denigration, and that allows me to go on to denigrate everybody else.
I love Phyllis Diller as well. And comedians kind of come in different forms, ones that sort of soft sell it, other ones that are a little more hard and maybe go with a political message on there as well. How does this at this time of climate change also, and maybe I don't know if you went into that or at least discussed, sometimes comedy itself is getting censured in a way that it doesn't seem as free as it once was just because of the impact of social media and how quick people can respond to something that's a joke taken out of context becomes more than what it could be, I guess.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, cancel culture definitely has made it somewhat harder for comedians, but I'm a huge comedy fan, and comedians are often brilliant. You know, they like, this is part of their job, is to figure out how to say edgy things without offending people too much. So I see people doing that all the time. And I definitely agree that it can be harder sometimes, but hey, you know, at least climate change is a little bit easier than identity politics right now. So why not go for it?
Right. And a lot of times climate change, it's either a group or a thing or something, depending on what people you're trying to quote unquote offend or attack or become, you know, point out some things that maybe we've all thought about is what they do. But great observers of life are comedians, and they kind of share things with us in all sorts of way. And whether it's with the dark gallows humor or not, it's an interesting way to kind of get the point across. The book is called Stay Cool, Why Dark Comedy Matters in the Fight Against Climate Change. Aaron Sachs, our guest this morning. If people want to take a look at this book or maybe start their own stand-up routine, where's a good place to start on that?
Doing stand-up is great. You can buy a hat that says "Make the Planet Cool Again." I have a limerick in the book. You know, there are all kinds of things that people can do. You know, but again, I would emphasize, if you're already an activist, try making fun of yourself. Try talking about how incredibly earnest and self-righteous you used to be, but now you have a sense of humor about it, and you know, you just want to build connections and get more people involved.
That's the way it is. Get a following, and maybe things can move in that direction. Aaron, we appreciate your time this morning. It's been fun talking with you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thanks. Aaron Sachs joining us again. He is the professor of history and American studies at Cornell University. His book is called Stay Cool, Why Dark Comedy Matters in the Fight Against Climate Change.